Joined by head coach Chet Hurley of the Milan Lady Wildcats. Milan is going to play Green City in both ends of the Milan Tournament Championship game Saturday night. Part of triple header coverage on KTTN-FM 92.3. As long, I know nothing's going on today, coach. You're stuck buried at home thinking about basketball and getting ready for games tomorrow night. But hopefully the storm isn't too bad so they can clear roads and everybody can get over to Milan High School tomorrow.
Yep, we're hoping that too. Hopefully it's done. It kind of looks like that outside, but just a good day to watch film and do a little scouting.
I got a chance to see your girls' team. Obviously, a lot of returning players from last year, so I'm familiar with the players you got coming back, and you're blessed in that way that you didn't lose a whole lot to graduation. I think what gets overlooked with good teams, and certainly at 8-1, you have a good team, is that it starts defensively with the girls. You know, you got girls that are more adept at putting the ball in the hoop, starting with Katie Pauly, but everybody can defend people, and is that kind of the overlooked thing that makes you guys good this year?
Probably. When I got over there last year, we changed to a man-to-man, which was different for them. And I think it's taken a little while. We got better and better last year at it. And now that, second year of it, and they're kind of figuring it out, and we've really gotten pretty good at it. But there's always room for improvement, and I think that's the area that we really need to get better and better every time and not have any possessions that we take off, and if we can keep the way we're learning and keep going the way we're going, I think we can get really good at it.
That Marceline team, you know, I know that Coach Beck would be the first one to say that they haven't put the pieces together that they want, but I see either this year or next year, I see a bright future for that team. They got a lot of young people playing, and they're very, very deep. Coach Beck plays a lot of players, so you might have got them at a good time, because I see that Marceline team just getting better and better as the year goes on.
Yeah, they've gotten better already from the start of the year, from the films I've seen, and they get after you man to man. They did a really good job on us man to man. I mean, I know Katie went off, but she can go off on about anybody. So, but they took us out of stuff and really impressed with the way they defended us. And you're right, they are deep and young, and I expect them to, and big, man, they got some big kids. So I expect them to get better and better each year, or the rest of this year, and I'd hate to play them down the road.
Yeah, they had the leading scorer was this Lucy Mosley, and you can just kind of tell when you're watching somebody, and they handle themselves well, and they can handle the ball, and they can shoot the rock a little bit. I don't know how good she of a player she's going to be over the next 3 years, but she's already pretty good. Freshman had 9 for Marceline the other night. We'll talk about Katie a little bit, Coach. We could sing her praises for how good of a player she is for Milan. What I see from Katie all the time is beyond the fact she can shoot the ball and handle the ball, she's so good finishing. She can go to either hand and finish adeptly, and there aren't a lot of girls at this level that have that ability. There's a lot of things that separate her, but to me, the ability to finish at the rim is just one thing that Katie has that most people don't.
Yeah, it's something she works on, and you know, looking at Katie and her body build, you don't think athlete too much, but man, she is extremely athletic, extremely strong. You know that by her shot put and disc in the track, she's very well at that. But she's just extremely strong, extremely athletic, and works on her game and really helps her out a lot when she can finish through traffic and through a lot of hits and stuff.
I told you off the air, too, and I know you didn't get a lot of points from kind of your guard group the other night, the Fanny Martinez, the Janissa Martinez, and Jocelyn Perez got some playing time. But they all look like they're more confident, they're handling themselves better. And to me, you look for, hey, you know, sometimes your role on the team isn't the score because you got Katie Pauly and you got Jordan Gray to score. And it looks like those guards that I mentioned, the upperclassmen guards who are seeing more playing time, they know their role and they play it to a T.
They really came on. Really, really proud of all three of them girls. You know, Fanny started for us all year last year and was really not an offensive threat and didn't have much confidence, but she just got better and better and better defensively last year. And this year we put her on their best player and as far as a guard tell her to go after him, and she has just gotten really good on the ball defensively. Janisa and JP Jocelyn, they have come along this year even more than I thought defensively, and I'm super proud of them. I'm not afraid to put any of the three in there and to guard. And, you know, they're getting to where they can shoot a little bit and get that confidence up, so you can't just leave them alone. And that's what we need out of them. So, I'm very proud of those three coming on.
At one point, at some point, I should say, you know, Katie's going to graduate from the program. You'll lose Jordan Gray to graduation after this year. And I know that your freshman and sophomore class, they don't get a ton of playing time right now, and I'm sure a lot of them are getting some JV time. But that is a deep group that you have, Coach, that has some ability. How encouraged are you? Because, as I said, at some point you're not going to have Katie to lean on. How encouraged are you with the depth and the potential of your freshmen and sophomores a couple years down the road?
I'm real encouraged. The kids have really bought in. They was there all summer and got better. Just real encouraged. I got some height, got some big kids, they're athletic. They just hadn't been used to winning, and now I think they're getting a little taste of that. They're making my job hard, that's for sure. Who to get in there and trying to get them all some playing time. And this week we split some that normally travel with our varsity, but I wanted them to play full games and thought that was the best thing to do. It's very encouraging, and our program is looking up. We've got a good eighth grade group that'll be coming up too, so we're really happy where our program's headed.
Yeah, your program, obviously you got a girls' program and a boys' program, but they're kind of intertwined when you're at a high school the size of Milan, where I've talked with Andre all the time about what it means for her boys' program that Milan made the Final Four last year for the first time in program history, and how much, everybody knows that Milan's a football school at heart, but guys want to go out and play basketball and do those things. When you look at just dreaming on getting to places like that, you got to work hard and you got to catch some breaks and those things. But what did that trip that the Milan boys make last spring, Coach, to get down to Springfield, what did that do just the realization of, hey, we can do the same thing for your girls?
Well, I think it just lit a little fire under them to get into the gym and work and buy into what I'm trying to sell. And I think that was just big for our school and our community. That was such a great group of boys. They were very supportive of us all the way through. No matter what, they were there cheering. And just a great group of kids that showed everybody what good school people do. A good atmosphere all the time, and it was just a great time for our school, our community, and for those boys, because they definitely deserved it. They worked their butts off, and I think that showed our girls that, hey, you got to put the time in, you got to work if you want to have success. So hopefully we keep working, we'll start seeing a lot more success.
Big week next week for the Lady Cats, Coach. You got South Harrison at their place on Tuesday. You come right back, you have a home game against an always tough Hamilton team. You're familiar with Hamilton from your years watching Micah over here at Trenton and the battles they had with the Hornets in that program. And then you see Trenton on Friday. So three games in 4 nights, always a challenge when you get that sort of back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, we've been, the last, this week with tournament, of course, but it's good to get into a rhythm of playing games, knock on wood, that is. And it'll be fun to just see how we can handle that after this week and again next week. But it's good to get into some rhythm of games, and that way we can kind of see where we need to prove a little bit more and hopefully make us better down the road.
5 o'clock Saturday will be the girls' championship game. Milan, Green City. Milan's a 1 seed, Green City the 2 seed. So the seeds have held in the Milan tournament thus far. I know you wish it. Yeah, you were in the big gym, Coach, but you got a couple of weeks, it sounds like, to just kind of wait on that. So you'll be in the small gym tomorrow.
Yep, still in small gym. They're looking, I knew they were putting in the bleachers there the other day, at least started on them. We're getting closer and closer, and we're getting a little bit more antsy to get in there. So hopefully by first week of February, maybe we'll be in there. So that's what we're hoping on.
Yeah, I guess you probably don't have an answer for this, but I'm looking at Knox County on February 1st. Princeton on February 4th. I guess at some point you'll be able to look and say, hey, I think for this game we'll be able to get in there, but that's probably still maybe just a few days away from just locking that in.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I think we got four games that week. Knox on Monday, and I think it's like maybe Gallatin or somebody. I'm not looking at my schedule on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It is at Gallatin on that
game,
Tuesday.
I think we even have Salisbury on that Saturday, so I think that's like a four-game week for us.
And three of them are at home. The only road trip you got that week is at Gallatin, so that's on the 2nd of February. Appreciate the time, Coach.
You've done a great job to get our home games ready to go for our gym, and we've got several home games coming up, so hopefully we'll be able to use that gym and then show it off.
Yeah, and the level of competition, once you turn the calendar to February, it's going to go up here from Island, so there's some real good opponents coming up for the Lady Cats. Appreciate the time, Coach. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thanks, Tom.